So what can you tell us about what trends you're seeing in overdoses in the Bemidji area?
As of late, we've seen a large increase in opioid overdoses and opioid overdose deaths. And some of this could possibly be contributed to, you know, isolation, people feeling depression, or people just suffering from addiction, all of which could be causes to this. But the reality is right now we're experiencing a significant spike in opioid-related overdoses and deaths.
And I'm not sure if you can speak to this, but what are the trends in how people are overdosing? Are they using drugs intravenously? Are they finding pills, using powder?
Okay. Opioids can be taken in a variety of ways. Most often, opioids can be either in a powder form where they're either diluted in liquid and injected, or they are inhaled, sometimes smoked. There's also opioids available in pill form, and that's just a matter of ingesting pills. So there's a variety of ways to bring opioids into your body, both through prescribed medication and even non-prescribed medication or illicit narcotics. And we're seeing overdose deaths from all of those types for reasons yet to be determined. I mean, our agency, the Sheriff's Office, and the task force are diligently investigating the recent spike in opioid overdoses and opioid deaths. But there is no link to one specific type of method. You know, it doesn't seem to be more pill related or powder related. At this point, we just don't know. But what we do know is a significantly stronger substance is affecting our area right now, and people need to be very cautious.
And I'm sure we'll be getting more information from you and other law enforcement officials on Narcan and how to use it. But maybe we can go back to, like, what are some of the signs of drug addiction for, you know, for maybe someone with a family member or a roommate or a friend that might be suffering with addiction?
It's tough to be general in that because it really depends on the substance. You know, there are typically signs of addiction, but depending on the substance that you're addicted to, whether it's a stimulant or a depressant, the signs or symptoms that you're going to display will be different. Typically in heroin, you see people who when they're under the influence, are very lethargic. You know, one of the signs of heroin being an opioid, of course, but opioids in general, they become very lethargic and tired. Most often when we see an opioid-related death, it's the body just slows down so much that respiration ceases. And that's where our fatalities occur. That's also the point at which Narcan is the most immediate and effective treatment to help save lives. And our officers, as well as the sheriff's office, all carry Narcan. They have it available within their squad cars, so it's ready. It's on scene immediately, and they've all been trained in the administration and how to administer that life-saving medication to people to help bring them back. And it has saved numerous lives. Just speaking anecdotally, I think we've saved, as the Bemidji Police Department, I think we've saved nearly 80 lives in the last 3 years. Through the use of Narcan, and you know, that it's significant. But unfortunately, there are some people that still succumb to an opioid overdose just because it is so immediate. I often get questioned, you know, who does this affect? And really, this can affect anyone. Opioid addiction is not new. It is making more headlines because it becomes more prevalent, but it affects all demographics, all socioeconomic ranges. You just really need to be aware of what your loved ones are doing. If you have, a big one is if you have opioid pain medication that you're not using, the best solution is get rid of it. You know, sometimes people will have a surgery or something and get medication prescribed to them, and they'll only use just a couple of pills and keep the rest of the pill in the medicine, or rest of the bottle in the medicine cabinet. That's a source for opioid. And too much, obviously, can result in an overdose. If you don't need those medications, it's best to get rid of them, destroy them. We have a pill drop box here at the law enforcement center. I believe Sanford Hospital also has a pill drop-off location. I have heard, and I don't know for sure, that some of the pharmacies also have pill drop-off availability. So there's ways to get rid of that medications, so we can help to protect our loved ones that might not see the dangers in just taking pills that, after all, were prescribed. You know, some people think that because they were prescribed at one point, they're safe, and that's not the case. You know, in excessive amounts, anything can lead to an overdose, and that's unfortunately what we're seeing. People don't realize the significance or the possibility that these could cause an overdose. Also, you know, it's the nature of the illicit drug world. You don't know what you're buying. And sometimes you can believe you're buying one type of substance, and in actuality, you're getting something else. And, you know, an opioid can also be mimicked by a drug like fentanyl, which is much more powerful. And in a smaller amount, or what is your usual amount people use to achieve what they're looking for, when it has fentanyl mixed into it as an added ingredient, that becomes fatal because their body can't handle that. Obviously, we would look for people to avoid illegal drugs altogether, but be aware, I realize addiction is real, but know that people have alternative motivations when they're dealing in the illicit drug world, and you don't always know what you're getting.
Right. And, you know, there is a way out of the illicit drug world, and it's through recovery and treatment. I know there are a few places in town, like Face It Together. It comes immediately to mind with getting help with achieving sobriety. Any other ideas out there for you, Chief?
Well, you know, I would generally point to most treatment centers. I mean, as a last resort, you can always go to Sanford Hospital and speak with a physician and explain what's going on. They are there to help you, ultimately save your life. They can help assist in pointing you to the right direction, getting you into treatment. You know, there are a lot of opportunities. There's a lot of resources in our town. You just have to look for them. And Face It Together is a fantastic one, and they've done a lot of good in our community. But there are other resources for help with substance addiction and substance abuse. And it's not just for the user, it's also for the family members. They can call those resources and get information on how to help their loved ones, how to encourage to get them into treatment and get them over this addiction.
All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today, Chief. I'm sure we'll hear more from you later on this week, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.